KPCU, the New Kenya Planters Cooperative Union, KPCU, has announced an infrastructural and human resource restructure to improve its service delivery to coffee farmers in the country. Speaking during a sensitization and consultative meeting with Tarika Nithia state farmers and society leaders at Chuka Picnic Grounds yesterday, new KPCU Managing Director, MD, Timothy Marugi noted that the organization was currently on a transitional phase, with major changes set to be witnessed including the introduction of a marketing department. According to the MD, new positions in the department and the signing of new contracts would aid changes in service delivery as well as increase experienced staff to ensure the success in milling and marketing of coffee. The new marketing department will be tasked with ensuring we deliver markets to our coffee farmers. In the next 2 months, we will bring in more manpower and revamped personnel with the necessary experience to ensure effective service delivery and solve issues in record time, he said. To address issues in coffee milling, the managing director announced an overhaul of milling machines including the purchase of generators, with the boost expected to offer a seamless 24-hour operation despite power blackouts. Additionally, Marugi announced that the new KPCU had applied for the direct sales agency license after the waiting period ended to allow the organization to participate directly in the sale of coffee. The waiting period lapsed on the 8th of June and we are hoping the coffee directorate is going to issue us with agency license to be able to participate in the direct sale of coffee as new KPCU, he said. He further revealed that the government had waived historical debts amounting to ₦6.8 billion owed by coffee farmers nationwide. In the meeting, coffee farmers were asked to take advantage of the Coffee Advance Revolving Fund to increase and improve their coffee production. Between 3rd and 7th of June 2024, new KPCU disbursed ₦18,415,930 to 4,281 beneficiaries in 11 counties including Tarika Nithia, which recorded the second highest number of beneficiaries during the week. A total of 166 farmers benefited with a total amount of ₦2,154,800. So far, ₦24,225,030 has been dispersed in the county where 1,987 farmers have benefited from the fund. Among other changes discussed include the hiring of additional field services and the provision of subsidized coffee farming inputs to farmers to increase coffee production. President William Ruto on Madaraka Day announced that measures were in place to boost coffee productivity from 2 kg to 10 kg per tree and from 50,000 metric tons to 102,000 metric tons a year by 2027.